Today is the day, boys and girls, when we deal with some technical issues. We are, after all, in the business of working with audio and computer technology all day long. Not all of these will affect every listener, but I hope they're of interest. Don Lund in Southport wrote, "Every Tuesday evening, I drive from Southport to Surfside Beach, South Carolina, and WHQR is my companion. As I reach the Myrtle Beach area, WHQR at 91.3 understandably fades in and out. I immediately switch to 98.9 in Myrtle Beach, but the reception is even worse with another station creating garble on 98.9. Why is not 98.9 clear as a bell while in Myrtle Beach? And also, why do you always talk about translators? Is that supposed to mean something to me listening on a car radio?" I wrote back to Don, "A translator is a low-power repeater of a station's primary signal. It's not something that listeners necessarily need to know, but we are required by the FCC to identify all translator call signals, such as W255BZ, three times a day. Clear as a bell will certainly depend on your location. We located this translator so that 98.9 would take over as 91.3 fades out. It goes roughly from South Carolina 22 in the North Myrtle Beach area to down near the airport. Different receivers will handle this differently in the real world, however." Don wrote back, "At Kings Highway in South Carolina 554, the reception is bad. That's Surfside Beach, but I guess that is south of the airport." Next, listener Sam wrote, "Is it just my radio or does WHQR have an issue with the broadcast skipping? For example, thanks for listening to NPR, NPR, National Public Radio." I wrote back to Sam requesting more information, and here's what's going on with his radio. He has an HD radio in his car. When the HD radio signal is lost, it doesn't fade away like an analog signal. Instead, the receiver shifts back to FM mode briefly in order to preserve continuity. In order to make this unobtrusive, the two signals are supposed to be precisely synchronized. Sometimes that synchronization shifts and you hear the duplication that Sam describes. Thanks to our operations crew, we did realign the signal. However, we've had an error in the last couple of days that caused it to be unaligned again, so we're going to have to do it one more time." There is a happy ending to this one. After we made the adjustment, Sam wrote back, "I was in the car for about an hour today and noticed the skipping has completely stopped, allowing me to listen without interruption. This is why I continue to listen to and support public radio, because the experience is so much more than just a frequency on my dial." Thank you, Sam. And appropriately for Good Friday, last Sunday, NPR's Weekend Edition reported on a controversial statue in Davidson, North Carolina, that had prompted discussion in that affluent university community. The statue depicts Jesus as a vagrant sleeping on a park bench. St. Albans Episcopal Church had installed the homeless Jesus statue on its property in the middle of an upscale neighborhood filled with well-kept townhomes. Listener Steph Conger Limoges put this one-word comment on our Facebook page about the story. Awesome. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.